Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Burbach. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Burbach. And now, play ball. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards first. Pepitone catches it and steps on first to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Clark steals second. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kenney. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive towards first. Hopkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pepitone. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Pepitone steals second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. Little moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Burbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos hits a line drive towards third. Kenny reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bravo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kenny takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Kenny moves to second. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlos takes first base on ball 4. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bravo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Bravo reaches second base with a double. Carlos moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Burbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Burbach hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kenny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burbach scores. Clark moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer is walked intentionally. Gary Peters now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. White reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Kenny scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 5-1, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. White scores. It's 7-1, Yankees. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Little moves to third. Bill Burbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gibbs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Pete Ward now playing third base. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Little scores. Gibbs scores. Burbach goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Yankees. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kenny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Kenny reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. It's 11-1, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kenny moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Burbach covering, for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Burbach covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bravo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer who is chasing the ball. Bravo reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Bravo scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, Yankees. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Sammy Ellis now pitching. Bill Burbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burbach strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kenny takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-3 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.